Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin throws the ball into Levy, who tags Blue trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Levy goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Stewart is safe. Stewart moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart scores. Schulte moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive beyond first. Blue can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Schulte moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Thomas moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Blue moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. Simons goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards short. Lovie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Reynolds throws the ball into Jeffries, who tags Kress for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lovie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lovie hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Reynolds scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Red Faber now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Jim Levy. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Storti now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 8, Browns, 8. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gosselin is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Tom Jenkins. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns bunts towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. 1 out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kimsey is walked intentionally. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Schulte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl McNeely now playing right field. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Red Faber. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue bunts towards third. Storti picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Storti. Whatwood goes all the way around to score. Blue moves to second. It's 9-8, White Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-8, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Burns reaches second base with a double. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.